Shir Yud Ches and Aleichem continued. Chof Tes Teves Se Tov Shin Mem Gimel, January 14, 1983, on Friday. Continued.
So any gam with the sticha tachteino will accept or absorb from the sticha yeno. While it will be nivra, but it's capable of being nivrad again, of being nivrad again. So that's the third sheet. Then we have another reason for lina sheet. But there are two versions. Taisvish version and the Rambam's version. So it's five sheets. And then we have that anishlema sheet, that as long as it's engaged in the process of Kleita Seer, so it cannot even be Malaya. So you have six sheets. Alright, now. The two, Simonai. Meuchin Harbi Hatiha Izu Al Gabzu. Aval Gab, Aval Pi, Shah Tiho. Aval Pi, Shah Tiho, Shatartino Gimeres Pitoso, Kidem Leono, Leamino Shahizeres, Shahizeres, Ubilas Midam Leino. לפי שישי הרבה, לפי ציר, וכל זמן שפלטס סירו, אין בלעס. ואפילו מסכן איץ הרבה מציר, ואין לי בגובו שבנחתיך אין תישו. In other words, so, because things are said, in respect to Rabbi Tamshi, that see, in view of the fact that the heter, to be מלאך, many חתיכס, one on top of the other, and one after the other, and we're not afraid less the dam that comes out from the Chticho Elieno will be absorbed by the Chticho Tachteino is because Dam Mishrik Shol. So the Mele it follows, but suppose the argument is in the Chticho Tachteino and we see that dam piles up, accumulates in that Gumo. So then we see that quantity of dam somehow managed to bypass the Mishrik Shol for some reason. So Mimela then the Chticho become Osa. So then Tesis says that even according to Rabbi Tamshite, so even if we see the fluid, the reddish fluid in the Gumes, so it's still Muta, because that reddish fluid is not to be considered as Dam, but as Sia. But Tesis says that it is Osa, so that's why the two mentions, Vahriu Miskabitzal. So, but he mentioned the Tam. We are given Shechizeres in Blas and Damalino. We should say a half in Nifnitzia. We hold man Shevulet as Siro in Blas. But we will be scabby tzar in Nitzia. We need to go to Shevinachtich as he shore. But we dwar mamurim, we will lay al Boso, in Boso. But we will say, 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 but שיהיה אפשר לגדול מוטלויים ואפילו להיפס לגמר כותבי פסירון עד שיגמר בשר שיר לפני תסדומי אבל מוסר עם דוגים אפילו בשר היפס עם דוגים מוסר עם ליח לפי שהדוגים פלטים כל צירון נאו, שהדוגים פלטים כל צירון קדם שיפס את היפס דומי אורי כאו, הוא יצור סיק שיטס So we have Rasha Shite, we have Rabbi Tam Shite, we have and the Yesh Miforshim Shite. So the Yesh Miforshim Shite is that as long as the Chticha Tachteino is engaged in the process of Leita Seer, so any dam that it will be Leia will be Nifrad again. So Leia it will, but it will be Nifrad again. And then we have the Rabbi Yisrael Molayne Shite, two versions, and then we have the Adayin Yishlima Shite. The Adayin Yishlima Shite is that as long as the Chticha Tachteino is engaged in the process of Leita Seer, so it cannot be Belea. So the two mentions what Shite, the Adayin Yishlima Shite. The less Shite mentioned in Tesis, because the version of the two is מלכין הר בכתיך איזו על גרזו, אבל כשאחתינו גמר הספיתו סוכנו מלינו, ואמרינו שחיזר הסגלס מדם מלינו. לפי שאישי הר בין לפציע, וכל זמן שגולת הסירו, אין הבלעס, not בלעס it is, but through the הלוכה of קיבלי כך פיילתי, so whatever it is בלעיה, it is פיילתי again. No, but it's not even בלעס. In other words, you see, because there is such a practical nafkemine between the Yesh Miforshim Shite and the Adai Yesh Leimashim. As Thesis itself points out, Thesis in the Rosh. Because, of course, the Yesh Miforshim Shite is also involves a practical kulin. But since the Yesh Miforshim Shite is based upon the concept of Kibbeli Kachpilte, so that means that as long as the Chticha Tachteino is engaged in the process of Brit HaSir, so every dam that it absorbs from the Chticha Elieno will be Nifrat again. When will it be Nifrat? So it will be Nifrat after it finishes. So Teisa says, Teisa on the Rosh, in the end of paragraph from Isaiah. So it says, Ufiatam, Shatahteino, Bilat Mimelieno, Vichizeres Upilete, Soich Lizoya Shiantino Vitahteino, Admar Platas Elieno. So in other words, when can it Kibili Kapilte? So in other words, when can it be built again? Only after the Gmar of the Platas Elieno. But you can't take it away immediately from the sounding board. Masha'im came according to the Dan Yishrei Mashite, you can take it away immediately from the sounding board because it's not in the layer. So there's a big difference. So we see the tool mentions the term of the Adai Yishrei Mashite. The Adai Yishrei Mashite involves a much bigger kule than the kule that is involved in the Yesh Miforshim Shite. So anyway, that's the psak of the two, like the Adai Yishrei Mashite, that the reason as to why you are allowed to be Mileach Menichtiches Boso one after the other, one on top of the other, is because as long as the Chticha Tachteino is engaged in the process of Kli Tassir, it cannot even be Mileach. So that means that if you are Mileach at 9 a.m. in the morning, so until 9 p.m. in the evening, 12 hours later, so you are allowed to sow the Chticha Elieno on top of the Chticha Tachteino. Then he says, Ovar Molchon Yachad, Pirish Rashi, Shoeifis Mitorim, Vadogim Asur, Virashbam Pirish, Shegamoeifis Asur, Nifisha Adogim Chizrim Upeutin Adam Sheborei Umavliei AC babies. Why? Well, first of all, the Rashbam Shite is like the Rishonim that we say Chticha Nasis Nivele Gavishon Isurim, not only Gavim Bosom Cholo. So Nivele, the Rashbam says, suppose he was Mileach, Aphis and Dogim together, Aphis and Dogim together, so then, so the Dogim became Mosa. Why? Because the dam that was Nifrat from the Aphis was accepted, was absorbed by the doggy. So then the whole tzia of the doggy becomes a chetzer visa. Because Yichana says Nivele. And tzia of the doggy is nifled from the doggy and it's absorbed by the ifes. So the ifes again becomes. So he said, Shigama Ives Ashur, Nibishadogim Chizrim Upeitin Adam Shebolo, Umabrin Isid Eves, because of Tichanas Nivele by Shoi Sur. Vichei, Humaskonos Adini Ovi Oroza, Viho de Asrino Midogi, loy kula elo ke dikrip et mir because that da loch mir haben ich gesehen aber die tonde assets ke dikrip et it's not my via because except if one of the tires is in Dovashami. But here, we're not dealing with something in Dovashami. If you have in the showing, we will need to ask his case. So, sure, we hold the kish and molach shneem yacha. Abu molcho yacha. Elo, we acha shem molach hadad nosne im rei is mut. Yeah. Why is that? Because that there is a law that doctor me shemolche in doctoria. Doctor me shemolche in doctoria. So there is a law of doctor me vitoria shemolche yachad. Now turn to the Gemara back a few him. The fourth one, Meisve, Doctoria Shemochim, Doctomim, my love, your Mishneh, Luchim. So the Gemara says, no, Loik again, Shoyo, Toya Mulurach, Vitomitom. In other words, suppose you put a Doctoria in contact with the Doctome, but the Doctoria is Muliach, and the Tome is not sold. So then the aloha is that the doctoria remains muta. Why? Because Muliach HaRik Reseach has the effect of being mavriya into something, but not of being mafrit from something. So in any way, if let's say you have a doctoria in contact with the doctome, if the doctome is the salted one. So that means that the doctome is the Riseyach. If the doctome is the Riseyach, it can be Mavriya into the doctoria. But if the doctoria is the salted one, and the doctome is Tofeo, is not salted. So that means that the doctome is not Riseyach. If it's not Riseyach, which is Riseyach? The doctoria is Riseyach. So the Risiches of the Muriach, Harelik Risiach of the Doctoria is not capable of being mafrit. The Doctome that is Tofe. In other words, the Aloche of Muriach Harelik Risiach only implies that the Risichus HaMelech has the potential of being mafriah into something. But it does not have the potential of being mafrit from something. It requires more risichus to extract a bliyas iser from a dovro oser. But it requires more risichus to extract a bliyas iser than to be mavriya a bliyas iser. So that's why we say, If the doctor and the doctome are in contact with each other, so then if the doctor is Moriach and the doctome is Tofu, So the doctoria does not become osa. But if the doctoria is moliach, even though the doctoria is tokeo, then it becomes osa. Because the resichus of moliach is only strong enough to be mavliach. It's not strong enough to be mach. So Mele says, Abul in Molcho Yacha, El Acha Shemolach Hadag, Nosne in the Oof is Mutter. But suppose, in other words, the Oof is not Nimlach, and only the dog is Nimlach. So Mele, then the dog remains, the fish remains Mutter. Why? Because since the Riseach is only the fish is Riseach, and the chicken is not Riseach, and the Risichus HaMelech of the fish is not strong enough to be mafli the dam from the oak. So it's like dog meluach shenosnei al gabe dog tomei tof. That's why it's me. Bosor shchuto shemolchei bosor treifos apopi sheyivleya midam treifo, because as the two mentioned before at the beginning of Siman Ayin, because I will be told briefly tzir is riboledam, so the mele, we should say, even in the case where the meleach is bosor shchuto together with bosor treifo, so the bosor shchuto should not become osea, because the bosor shchuto is engaged in the process of being peledam. It's busy being peledam, so it cannot absorb the dam from the treifo. Still it is osea. Not because of the dam from the treifo, it can be loya from the shamunes and the tzir, because kolayetzim in osea is osea. So in other words, if the boso is a boso treifo, so not only the dam of the treifo is osea. Any fluid that comes out from the treifo is osea. Kolayetzim no ayetzim na tomei tomei. So the mele, I did it all with dam, but we do not say, I did it all with dam, I did it all with tzir, loibola tzir. So the mele, in the case of Bosa Shkuto, Shemokhin Bosa Treipo, so it's also an application of the Treipo, Bilea Mitzir, Doktomi Vitoya Shemim Lechuyaha, Osa, Vikoshki, עם אטומי מוליח ואטוי אטופו. Why is it Ikolshki? So the Rabbi Yosef explains, because in the case where the tomi is moliach and the toyo is topo, so mele, the toyo is not even engaged in the process of being paid anything. So it's more in a position to absorb more and more. So in that case it is certainly osa. But even in the case of Doktomi Vitoya Shenim Luchiyachat, so then the Doktoya is engaged in the process of being Pelidam, so he could say, so it cannot absorb from the Doktomi, so he say no, it's still osa, because why it cannot absorb dam from the Doktomi, but it can absorb tzir from the Doktomi. But needless to mention, in the case of Tomei Moliach Vatoya Tofu, so then the Toya is not even engaged in the process of Plato's Dam altogether, so it's in more in a position to absorb more and more. Avol in Toya Moliach Vatomei Tofei, Vinos in Atoya Racha Shemolche Vatomei Shore. Why? Because Moliach Arik Reseach is not as Reseach as Mivush. Mivushel, the Reseach of Mivushel. So by fire has the effect not only of being mavriya into something, but even of being mavrit into something. But the reseach of moliach has the effect of being mavriya, but not of being mavrit. In other words, it requires a higher degree of resichus to be mavrit than the degree of resichus that is required to be mavriya. ונות אבו עם התוי המליח והתוי תופו ונסע התוי רח השמור חלה התוי ראשון ואתם יוכלים פה לבוא כל ספרה שפור עושו עם ליה בוסו עם בוסו שכבר נמלח עם שור היא שאילים מיוחד כדי פליטה סירי In other words, if you have a dechticha tachteinu, the ticha tachteinu, so was nivach on the salting board, and it stayed on the salting board, kivetita sirei, that means 12 hours. So all the damp of the dechticha tachteinu has already been exuded. Not only the damp, even the tzia has been exuded from the dechticha tachteinu. So then, you cannot be mireyach another tichas boso on top of this boso. Im shorishim b'milchei kifrei pleitas tzirei lifi, because since the tachteinu already stayed on the salting board for 12 hours, kifrei pleitas tzirei for 12 hours, and then you are mireyach this ticho elieno on top of this chaticho 12 hours later. So then, when you are Meleach, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, you are Meleach this Chaticha. Now it's 9 p.m. in the evening. You cannot be Meleach this Chaticha on top of that Chaticha, because when you are Meleach this Chaticha at 9 p.m., so then Dam will start coming out, and it will be absorbed by this Chaticha. So until 9 p.m., we had no problem, as the Torah said before, because as long as this Chaticha was engaged in the process of Pleitas here, it couldn't even absorb. But now it's 9 p.m., so it's not engaged in the process of Pleitas here. So it is free to absorb down from the Chaticha Elieno. Yivishachayzer obereya midam Chaticha zu, kim shinitoru di Pleitas here. Ugdeilo mizu shomayti mirabein tzai. So the Rashbo says, he heard it may be Yachidesh, echum rep mirabein tzai. שאפילו בוסו שנמלך לעצמי, עושו להשאי סבילים חילה חפוי תסכל צירי. נאטו מידת שיונת הלאו. תו מילח, תחתיכו אלינו את 9 p.m. because this חתיך התחתינו is not engaged in a traitor, whatsoever. So maybe it is free to absorb, to be recovered down from this חתיכה. You're not allowed to leave this חתיכה beyond 9 p.m. Why? Because the moment you leave it, a minute after 9 p.m. on the salting board, it's not engaged in the process of Pleitas Seir, so mainly there is a lot of dam stains on the surface of the Chatichas Boso, so the same Chaticha will be in a position to absorb its own dam that was nifla from it. That's a big achon. So he says, וגדלו מזו שמיים רבי שם, ופוס השני מלך לעצמי, עושו השני שמלכם, לאחר פליטס חוצי ראים, שכן זה לבורי המלך מוכס דם שם, וישל המלך. או בא בשור, צורך קליפה, שאם דם נכנס דורך בקליפה, ומקובר אני מרבי סי, so here, so that's the רשבו. Where is the מוקר? That a חתיך הספוסו is pale at sea for 12 hours, so that's the רשבו mentioned it. ומקובר אני מרבי סי, שהדבי שור is pale at sea. There is a שיטה, that it can be paid here for 24 hours. But most Rishayim, past like this shite, that only the limit is Yudvei Shoyis. She'ad Yudvei Shoyis paid here. Va'adim yob yoroz al kosa, she'yachinim la'ashay zikri she'yotze. So the Rosh, now, so the Rashbo mentioned two chumras. One chumre was also in the bosor in bosor shekwon milach im shor vishin milre yibay vasire. So on that chumre, the Rosh is not passing. But then the Rashbo mentioned vishin rabbein sof, another chumre, that the same chtichas bosor cannot be left on the salting board beyond 12-hour period. Because if it is left on the salting board beyond the 12-hour period, so the stains of dam, the droplets of dam, that were already nifled, so that still adhere to the surface of the Chaticha will be absorbed by the Chaticha. That's so. And that Chite, the Rosh is Chayim. In other words, you can leave it for more than 12 hours or 24 hours, and you don't have to be Chayim, lest the drops of dam on the surface of the Chaticha will be absorbed by the Chaticha itself. Why? Because dam shol of the atu ugolu abi melech in yochi lotzis men shin ha melech mafnit in men adar abi derech ha melech vahav mit adam u mi ishrachov vini shabi seichai vini chizal boso kosa pito rajbo also mit dem was auch schon in dem Nach Klau, in was auch schon in dem Kedem Tritos, die Fischa Bus, so sehr schon in dem Nach, die Leia, die Masche hat den Repel, שאין לי דובר שאיננו מרוויה. אבל לא ספוז, יבון חתיכת בוסו, יבון חתיכת בוסו, that you sold it, let's say, at 9 a.m. in the morning. שאין לך חתיכת בוסו, at 9 a.m. Now it's 9:15. So it's still engaged in the process of waiting down. So, the Rashba says, you cannot take another חתיכת בוסו. That was not sold it. And at 9:15 to something. Why? Because he says, Lifisha Boso Zesho Nimlach, because that Boso that was not Nimlach as yet at 9:15, so it will be paid if you put it in context. With this has Boso, now it's 9:15, it still continues to be paid down, so it will be absorbed by this Chatecha. שהבוס הזה של מילה בילי מה שחביר פילי שאין לי דובו שאיננו מלווי ובספר התחומי סקוסה שכן זה לי הסמות תארים ולחוסי שפני שפילי דם של עצמי כך פילי דם שבולה בספר התחומי סס so while the Rashba said that if at 9 a.m. you sold it this because boss now it's 9:15 so then you are sold in contact with this chatecha, you sold, so not, you don't sold, and you just put it in contact with this chatecha, so this chatecha becomes oser. That's what the Rashba says, because it's still 9:15, so for 3 minutes, it still continues to be paid down, and since this chatecha, that was not nimlach, is in contact with this chatecha, so it is capable of accepting it, of absorbing it, so it becomes oser. So Sifat Tumah says, no, there is an eitze to be matter. Eloch Hanami, if you just put this chatecha in contact with that chatecha, so the male, this chatecha becomes osa. But you have an eitze, you just put salt on this chatecha, so then it will be matter with the bulk of its natural dam content, so along with its own natural dam content, that will be niflat, so the few droplets of dam that were absorbed by this chatecha as a result of its contact with this chatecha will also be niflat. So the sheet of the Sefer HaTrumah is that we say kibelikach peltei agav groh. In other words, since this chatecha was completely unsalted when it was placed in contact with this chatecha, so the mele it absorbed some droplets of dam from this chatecha. But it still has the bulk of its own natural dam content in it. So then when you take it away and you salt it, so that will extract its own natural dam. So along with the natural dam, it will draw out the few droplets of dam that it absorbed from this chatecha. Masha'inke. So he said, Usevratum kosa, Shechezer. וישמותי וחוסי שחמי שפיר לי דם של עצמי כך פיר לי דם שבולה זה סיבר התרומו admits now what is allowed to eat a raw piece of meat if he likes to eat a raw piece of meat he's allowed why? Because דם של נפרש is not osir so the סיבר התרומו will be made if this has also so you place salt on it at 9 a.m. now at 9:10 a.m. you put this chatecha in contact with this chatecha, so it absorbs a number of droplets of dam, so it becomes osa. Suppose he is willing to eat a drop. He cannot eat a drop, because it already absorbed dam that was already nifla, that was pillage. But if he wants to salt it, and then he can do it. Why? Because if he salts it, so the salt will draw out the natural dam, so along agav kore, along with the natural dam, the droplets of dam that it absorbed from this chatecha, through the contact with this chatecha, will also be nifla. But, he said, the afilu if he said, bosa shenilach kvo, upolat kol domei, שמוחה בוסר אחי רוסר כי מי שפולת קודומה איניכי זהו פעילי דם שבולה בטליב נקודי בספר התרומו. So, suppose this חתיכה was salted, let's say, yesterday and was hudach, it was made kosher yesterday, this חתיכה was made kosher yesterday and hudach, and then he put it in the frigidaire. Now, today at 9 a.m. in the morning, so he's malaya this chatiche. With malaya this chatiche. Then he decided to take out from the frigidaire this chatiche that already is devoid of all the dam, because all the dam was already taken out yesterday, and he puts it in contact with this chatiche. So then the Sefer HaTrumah will be made it. As a result of the contact of this chatiche with this chatiche, now it's 9:10 a.m. So it's still, this chatiche is still in the process of being peeled down. He puts it in contact with this chatiche. So drops of dam come out from this chatiche. They are absorbed by this chatiche. This chatiche becomes osa. And the Sefer HaTrumah says that he cannot salt it again. I'll salt it again. So then the salting will draw out the number of droplets of dam that were absorbed by the chatiche. Kibele kach pelte. So the Sefer HaTrumah says no. In the case where this chatiche itself was not as yet salted, so it has the bulk of dam in it. So as a result of salting, it will draw out the bulk of the dam. It has a lot of dam. So Mila Gabgore, it will extract the few drops of dam that it absorbed from this chatiche. Masha'in came in this case, where that chatiche so is devoid of dam. It has no natural dam content, because yesterday it was made kosher. So it only absorbed a few drops of dam from this chatiche. So by salting it, it could not draw out. In other words, according to Sefer HaTrumah, we apply the halacha of kibele kach pelte only agav gore of its own natural dam content. But independently of its own natural dam content, we cannot say kibele kach pelte. That's the shita of Sefer HaTrumah. And then he says, v'yesh matirin gam bozeh al din yulichem, v'loy nir, v'loy nir. In other words, but then the ayesh matirin who are more mechilin to the Sefer HaTrumah. They apply the concept of kibele kach pelte even independently of their own dam content. You see? Now, so, the way here, but there is even a bigger making, the Ramutam. According to Ramutam, so there is no problem. No chtichas boso could be lesser as a result of the contact with the chtiche that is still dam, because we say dam mishrekshol. So we see that the two doesn't pass like Ramutam Shite. He doesn't even mention Ramutam Shite. He mentions a Shite that applies the concept of kibele kach pelte independently of agav gore. And even in respect to that, he says lo nire. But Ramutam Shite, so Ramutam is the biggest maker, so the Torah doesn't even mention Ramutam Shite. Alright, now, so Monday we'll go over Simen Ayin in the Mechaber and Ramon, so we should be prepared with all the cars and the shots on Simen Ayin.
Shir Yotes and Melicha Gimel Shvat Hetov Shin Mem Gimel, January 17th, 1983, and Monday.
So many times, but I'm mentioning it again because we are moved now to our new place. Everybody has to be here at the minyan, and has to be here at the story. And if there is a special circumstance that prevents someone from coming to the minyan, he should explain it to me, but he should not come to the Shia unless he explained it to me before. Now today, there are many who will not hear the meaning. I'm not saying maybe everyone had a special reason, but some have special reasons too many times. But there might be some who really had a special reason. Anyway, now I'm not making an issue now, but for the future, if you're not here for the Seder, if you're not here for the Minyan, and if it wasn't explained, it was explained, so it's different. So then you shouldn't come into the Shir, unless you explain it to me first. And I hope that I won't have to resort to a harsh action, because it's becoming too much of it. Dimi lichas harbi bosa biyach. Milchin harbi chatiche izu al gavzu. Apo pi shetachtinu gimeres pritoso kigem le'elieno. Ve'yamrinu shechizere sipilas midame elieno. Lifi shirshei harbi nifri tzia. Bichol zman shepirete siro inu glas. So in other words, again, we saw there are six different chitas. That's why we allow it to be meleach, many chitas bosa. One near the other, and after the other, and we're not afraid lest the dam that is paled, from the later hatiche, that is nitlet from the later hatiche or from the elieno, will be absorbed by the former hatiche. I say former in the sense that it was salted first by the tachtei. So six different explanations. So the biggest machmir is Rashi. And there are six different explanations. So one of the explanations is the shita mentioned in Tesvayas, the Adayim Yeshleima shita. And the Mechaber passes like the Adayim Yeshleima shita. He says, Lifishu Yishei Avuz, V'chol's man shepelet es tzira ina bilas. Because other Lishemias in Tesvayas say, bilas it is, but kebele kachbeyote. But the Adayim Yeshleima shita says, ina bilas klaus. ואפילו מסגב יצהר בציר, ואין לי בגומה, שבין אחתיך הסיזמות, במה בו אמור, במילי הבוסו, עם בוסו, ואפילו בשר שריה, עם בשר דוי מוטלוי, ואפילו עם מיד, שאי אפשר להם ניד מהקופלי תסירו, עד שיד מי הבשר שריה ליצי תזור. So, in other words, you see, there is a big kula involved, on a practical level, there is a big kula involved in the Adayim Yishlema Shite. Because according to the Shita, the Bileya it is, even though it's told literally, see here, but Kibili Kachpeyote, so then you have to wait until it finished in Pelet. But if you take away before it finished in Pelet, so then you cannot be sure that it was already has conformed to Kibili Kachpeyote. After it is finished being Pelet, so then we say that this dam that was nifla is also nifla, along with the natural tzia that was nifla. So you have to wait. Mashiach can according to the Adayim Yeshleima Shita, you don't have to wait, you can take it off the salting body immediately, because it wasn't in the layer. V'afilu miskabi tzal beitzia, ve'imi bigumo shebinachtiche sizmuta. So that should be a riot. That since the fluid, the reddish fluid, accumulated in the gumes, that for some reason it wasn't nivla, because if it had been nivla, how did it accumulate in the fluid, and that's a raya, the dam is not misrexoric, so Teisa says at the end, no, because that reddish fluid is not really dam, it's here, so it doesn't matter, but the dam was really was not nivla, because King be told we play Loibola. And so where is it? It's Mishrek Shor. But we miscarried out the Tirin Bush, but I think it's Muta. But maybe I'm more in the way of Bosso in Boss. But a few of Sar Shayer in Sar Goyen in Loy. But a few in main things. She have shown and lit me a complete as Tiron. And she lit me up Sar Shayer, Liflate as Domain. Liquid is domain. In other words, you see, only Rabbi Tam mentions the term of Mishrak Shori by itself. But the other Lishenis, it says, mention another reason. But even the other Lishenis, let's say the Adayim Lishen Mashi. The Adayim Lishen Mashi says the reason is why we're allowed to be Melea. Melechtiche Yisrael Gavzu, and one after the other, because Kim Yitor Liquid, Loibola. So does that mean that he doesn't accept And the time Shite of Dan Mishchik Shoyogiera. Of course he accepted the Shite of Rabbi Tam to a certain extent of Dan Mishchik Shoy. Because the Gemara mentions that in connection with three. So the Gemara says that if you are Tzeire, if you are Tzeire, one that it's all right to be Tzeire, one Chdichas Bosor on top of the other Chdichas Bosor, after all, Dan Bosor is niflat from one Chatiche, and it drips down on the other Chatiche, and it's absorbed by the other Chatiche. So you should be yourself. So the Gemara says the reason is why, if you are Tzeire, two Chdichas Bosor, one on top of the other, on the boiler, so it's Mutea, because Dan Mishchik Shoy. So the Gemara mentions Dan Mishchik Shoy. But Rabbi Tam holds that the Dan Mishchik Shoy by itself is effective. In all cases. Not only in case of three, but in case of Miriche, it's also, by itself, it is enough. It is effective. The other Mishchini, who mentioned other reasons as to why it's Mutea for Miriach, one many chtichas bosor together, one after the other. So they say, why dam mishchik shoy is effective in regard to tzri? It's not by itself effective in regard to melichah. So the only reason, let's say, according to dam mishchik shoy, the only reason as to why it is muter to be meleach many chtichas bosor. Zu al gab zu and one after the other is because kin vitori briefly is loy bor. Kin vitori briefly is loy bor. So then the question arises: kin vitori briefly is loy bor? It's not the layer. So we should see the daf. We don't see the daf. So what happens to the daf? So still, so he says that dam is mishrek shor. So how is it that there is no daf? It wasn't the layer. Because it's followed it. So where is the dam? Where is the dam? The dam dripped down. How did it, why did it drip down? Because dam is mishrek shoy. But if it hadn't been told riflay, so then it would be nifla. It would be nifla. So, but since it is told riflay, so it cannot be delaya, so the melee it's Mishrek Shoy. So in other words, it's really a combination of that Mishrek Shoy and him be told Riflay to Bob. In other words, if it hadn't been told Riflay, so that's true that Dam has a tendency to drip down. But if the Chtichas Bosor is ready to accept more and more Dam, so then the Chtichas Bosor would be delayed before it would drip down. But on account of the fact that the Chtichas Bosor is not quick in absorbing. Why isn't the Chtichas Bosor quick in absorbing it? Because it's told briefly. So it cannot absorb it instantaneously. The first moment. So the melee sees it's not ready. It's not quick in absorbing it, and Dam is Mishrek Shoy, so the melee is wiped out. It drips down. But suppose it had already stopped being failing, it's here. So then we wouldn't apply Dam Mishrek Shoy, because since it's not told briefly, and the mikveh have laid off, and the blio are open and quick to absorb it, so then it was the first moment. Before it has an opportunity to drip down, it would be absorbed by the Chatech. But because of the halacha of kin vitol briefly, it is lebola. So the melee it doesn't absorb at the first moment. Since it doesn't absorb at the first moment, so then in the course of a few moments it drips down. But if not for the time of adayim told briefly lebola. So then, we wouldn't say Mishrek Shoy. Whereas, according to Rabbi Tam, even if it's not old Riflay, so we still say Mishrek Shoy. That's the Machlekes. But it doesn't mean that the other Rishayim, who mention other reasons, they deny the concept of Dam Mishrek Shoy. Then Gemara says, in regard to tzri, but in regard to tzri, so the fire, the heat of the fire, has the effect of of letting it flow down, right down quickly. So Mele the Chicha has no opportunity to absorb. So in Mele, there is no bulk of dami, substantial quantity of dami. Or, let's say, Kashbam could agree with the dami shumashim, that since it's totally briefly here, so it's not quaking in being Velea. But, why does he have to resort to the town? That since he did everything that Chachomim required him to do, so in Mele, Chachomim didn't want to be matriach him anymore. What is it? Why does he have to say that? The answer is, on the basis of Mishrek Shorik or Kim Ditol Mitri Gribola, so it only means that the bulk of the dam will not be Nifra. Because of Mishrek Shorik or Dai Ditol Mitri. But the minimum of dam, the marshal of dam, will be Nifra. So that couldn't answer the evidence anyway. But the Chathchila in the Vatri Nisal Chathchila, so he shouldn't be allowed to do it in such a way that he will be Nifra Nisal Chathchila, a minimum of dam will be Nifra. So he says, inasmuch as it only involves a nisa of the Chathchila, of the bad nisa of Chathchila, and after all, it would be a great hardship upon him. If the Chachamim said that when a woman has to sow the meat, so she has to sow each chaticha by itself. So she'll have to spend so much time in sowing the meat. So, and there is no nisa of the Eved anyway, because the dam is so short. So here too, he says, ומכל בו כנאי הגיעו האחר לכתחילה, שכל חתיכה שיש לו בהסכיבו, כנדי פנשוי בו מהפכן איזה שיהיו זה בדם. Why? Because if it has been הסכיבו, true dam is structural. But לא ימולי, that a few droplets of dam, somehow, will manage to be nearby לכתיך נוסף. But only a few droplets of dam, a minimum of dam. But the bulk of dam, will not be Nivra, because of Mishachoy, because of Kindadayim told Liflates here, is Loibola. But the minimum would be Nivra. So Mele Chathchila, he's supposed to be happy to reduce the minimum to a minimum. Chathchila. To a minimum, because of the Nivra, is Chathchila. I would never be Lokos, because what could happen? A minimum of dam to be Nivra, but not to the extent of being capable of giving a tam dam in the Chtiv HaKos. Chtiv HaShemolach is a base film, Muter, Lech HaShinoi, Shemelach HaShemi, Magliya HaDam HaNisha Mubicha or HaShemi. Now, the two mentioned the Machlekes HaShemi. The Rashbo mentioned that it can become Nesa, and the Rosh said, no, it doesn't become Osa. Yes, and he says, Ugdeilo mizu shomaitim rabbe isai, shachlutoso shenim lach leatzmei, oso lashay si bimilchi lach apletes kotire, vivishachitze rodolei amu lach luches dam sholem, vishal amelech, oba vishol otzor chlipe, shim dam nichnas bei, elu kinikwite, umi, to, vadeni ovi oroz al kosat, shiyachim lashay si kmi shiyotze, vivish dam sholem kniatu, ilu abimelech, ויוכל עוצת ממנו, שאין המלך מפליט ממנו, אדרה בדרך המלך להפליט אדם ומשכחו, ומי שבשכי, ונכין זה לבוס הפעם. So because of that, so it's חתיכו שמלך מפעם היא מותרת, ולא יחשינו שמלך השם היא מבריא אדם, הנישה מניחה לשינו, because the מלך הוא נד במבריאה, the מלך הוא נד במבריאה, and the מלך, and the country, the capacity of מלך is to draw out the dam, not to be mavriya. And even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the shite of the smag and the smag, that just as melech has the capacity to be draw out blood, so the internal blood, so it has the capacity of being mavriya, the external blood, so only in respect to the external blood. But here we're not talking about the external blood. Here we are talking about the internal blood that was already drawn out, extracted as a result of the Michel Rishene. So we are dealing here with internal blood that was extracted already through the Michel Rishene. So then the Rosh says, no, we don't have to worry. Less, the second Melach, the second Michel will be Mavu. Even according to the smart, we don't have to worry about it. Abu Bos or Dogin, אפילו צריך את דוגים מוצרים ליה, לפי שהדוגים פיוטים קורצירון, כדם שיפריטו איפס דומי, ומובר ומוכון יחד הואיפס פריטורים, אבל הדוגים צריך לתומר, כדי קליפה, ולמוניבו כשכסיסיהם, כשנמלכו מתורים. נעבור את זה בחב הסך. So the Mechaber says, suppose he was Meleach, so the dog of Arosa, that's a Gemara Mefreshes. How about the Eifetz? So there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos mentions in the name of the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says that if one was Meleach, Eifetz and dogim together, so the dogim, the Gemara says, become Osa. Why? Because dogim Rofek Omaye, it has a relatively soft skin, so it gets through being paired or its dam or its natural tear in a relatively brief time, and then and while the ephes are still continuing to be paired down, so once the dogim are finished with their plate, with the plate or the dam and tear, and then any dam that the ephes still continue to be paired is absorbed by them, and it will not come out again. So the dogim are lost. So then the Rashbam says, Mimele, the Eifes also become Osa. Why? Because of the Aloch of Tichanas Mimele. So the Rashbam Shite is not like Rav Nefraim, because according to Rav Nefraim, the whole concept of Tichanas Mimele only applies to Mosem Cholot, not to Shoy. So, alright, so there's the Rashbam Shite. But many Rishenim, most Rishenim are chilut than the Rashbam. Even the Rishenim, who do not pass like Rav Nefraim, and who pass like the Ram, that Chtichanas Mimele and the Rabbonim applies to all Yisro, still the Achim, and we see that the Mechaber, you see that the Mechaber, so he says, Vimova Umocha Yachad Oif is Vitor. Alright, so you can say the Mechaber in Tosa Becholov in Tahutes, so he passes like Abin Ephraim, that we don't apply the concept, of Tichanas Nivir to show the story. But the Ramor passes like the Ram and the Rishim, that we do apply the concept of Tichanas Nivir to show the story. So why doesn't the Ramor pass like Rashbam? So obviously, even if we don't pass like Abin Ephraim, we can still be chilek. One can still be chilek on the sheet of the Rashbam. Why? So there are many Rishim. There are many Rishim who do not agree with the sheet of Abin Ephraim and who say that Tichanas Nivir applies to Shor Yisurim, but here the Eifes remain the Torah. Why do they say that the Eifes remain the Torah? The answer is because there is halacha that Ein Hanivla, so that we do not say. So this is as follows. V'nire de'ino eifes nesorim adonim shenes. Not like the Rashba. Why not? Atim leise perush she b'chol yisurim amrino chticha atzme nasas nevele imo yisar atzme heilech u'mispashit v'neima she gam in adam she nifla b'dogim nifla mikzas im tzir adogim v'nifla b'eifes av alfi she kulo im peyotim. It means the Torah of the Kei, Kipnik Vodom of the Tosom, the Mikolom of Kei, in Svore Lesev on Infis, the Dam Mishrek Shorot, the Mishrek Moed Mitzriye, who be dog in the Rofik Amayim, who don't allow you, who be so in the Dam Mishrek Shorot. So in other words, so even though, so Teisa says, even, Teisa is Chalik Adem Hashma, and Teisa says, even if we assume, not like Adem Ephraim, that Chichat Menasis Nevein applies to Shorot Surim, but there is a cloud, that we can only say Chticha Atzmes Nevele in Hoyiser Atzmei Helech Umispashe. But suppose, let's say, a Chticha Zboso absorbed minute particles of Chel. And then, the Boso itself, we'll take a very good example. In other words, we can only say Chticha Atzmei Nasis Nevele where it's done only the Reite. Because Reite, if it's done in the course of boiling, where there is soup, so Reite distributes the whole thing in the Gdera. But if it's not done only the Reite, let's say it's done out of the Tzli, so then we do not say Chticha Atzmei Nasis Nevele. We do not say that. Why? Because we only say Chticha Atzmes Nevele if the Yiser Atzme is Helech Umispashe. So let's say, suppose you cooked Boso, Heker, together with Chelef in pot number one. Then, after you finish cooking Boso with Chelef in pot number one, you took out the Chtichas Boso that absorbed the time of Chelef, and you put it in another part, in part number two, that the other Chtichas Boso. And you boiled this Chtichas Boso that became contaminated, that absorbed the time of Chelef in it, so you put it in part number two, with other Chtichas Boso, with Reite. So then, in order that the other Chtichas Boso in part number two should be mutter, the other Chtichas Boso in part number two have to have 60 measures negative Chtichas Boso. Why? Because Chticha Atzmo Nasis Nevele. So over there, when you put the Chtichas Boso that was in Kabul at the time of Chilev, the molecules of the Chilev are able to be distributed in the whole Deira. That's why we apply the concept of the Atzmo Nevele. But suppose, suppose you put the this tichas boso and the broiler adjacent to another tichas boso that is hot. So then we wouldn't say tichas boso that the other tichas boso should have shishi negative this tichas boso, because since there is no rating, so the particle, the molecules of the chile that the tichas boso absorb, they are not able to spread. Only if related, they are able to spread. So then we could say, so one reason is why we could reject the longness of the Rashbam, and we could say that the infants do not become osea, because since here there is no rating, so true moliach is alei kemeseach. So the mele for the misichus amulich. So then, minute particles of the dog are nivra in the infants, but we couldn't ask the infants on the base of tichasus mele, since there is no rating. So mele the minute droplets of dam that are absorbed in the minute particles of the doggy, of the tzia. So in other words, the minute droplets of dam are dissolved in the droplets of tzia, of the doggy. So maybe we could say that since there is no rating, so the iser atzme is not yochel is pashe. So maybe we couldn't apply the law of the tichas mele. So Teisa says, ונראה די נפש נאסורים מהדברים שנאסרו אפילו איזה פירוש שבכל ניסור מאמרו נכתרס מנבילה אם הוא יסר עצמאים יכול מספשי. And then, so first of all we could say that here for מוליח הרי כרסייה, so the drops of dam could not be מספשי. So במילה we could not, so for מוליח הרי כרסייה, what could be מספשי? The drops of tzia, but since the drops of dam could not be מספשי to the Moliach HaRei Kriseyach, so mele we couldn't say Chtichas Mas Nevele. But suppose we assume, so then the question arises, so why does the Rashbam say it's Hosea? The Rashbam will be made there, that we can only apply the concept of Chtichas Mas Nevele if the Yisar Atzme is Yochel Mispashi. But if the Yisar Atzme is not Yochel Mispashi, so then we couldn't apply the concept of Chtichas Mas Nevele, the Rashbam will be made there. The answer is, the Rashbam holds that here, since the fish absorb the dam of the dam, that means that it absorbed droplets of dam from the aphids. So how did it absorb it? By the droplets of dam being dissolved in the drops of the tear. That's how it was done. So it became, so the drops of dam of the aphids became dissolved in the drops of the tear. And as a result of Moliach HaRei Kriseyach, so drops of tzia emanate from the fish and they are absorbed by the infants. So these are, and the drops of dam are dissolved in the drops of tzia. So it's the Yisar Atzmi Yochel Yisvashi. So he says, so afilu leisipiru shebechol Yisuri amrim lechticha Atzmi Atzmi Nevela imu Yisar Atzmi Hilichum Yisvashi. And then we are going to say שגם מן האדם שנברא בדוגים נפרד מקצת עם ציר הדוגים ונברא באפס. So in other words, it's true that from מוליח הרי כרסייח, so the drops of dam that were absorbed by the dogging are not able to spread by themselves, but they were dissolved. It's possible that the drops of dam of the apes were dissolved as they were absorbed by the fish, so they were dissolved in the drops of tzir of the fish, and the drops of tzir of the fish, from Moliach HaRei Kriseyach, does spread and is absorbed by the aphids. So the mele, we should apply the law of Nechashus Nevele. So he says, שאפילו לא יספר שבכל ניסור אמר את עשו נבלה אם הוא יסר עצמא ילך מספשת הנה אמא שגם אדם שנברא בדוגי נפרא מקצה סמציר הדוגי ונברא באינטס אף על פי שכולו אין פיוטים לא יסמיתורים על דקי כי בדכבו גומרות פריטוסום כל בוקי even if we accept this premise that the drops of dam that were absorbed by the doggy the doggy are dissolved in the drops of tzir of the fish, and to Melia Harei Kreseach, so Mimele, the drops of tzir containing droplets of dal do spread, and they are absorbed by the fish, by the eaters, and for a lesser eaters, the dam nishrak shoi, b'mlichek moi b'tzliye, u'vidogin b'rofi kamaye, because there is a principle of dam nishrak shoi, so Mimele, even so, because of dam nishrek shorik, so even the drops of dam that have, that contain, the drops of tzia, that contain the drops of dam, so only the drops of tzia will be absorbed by the ipes. But the drops of dam that is contained, that is contained in the drops of tzia, that will not be absorbed by the ipes. Because of dam mishrek shorik. The only reason is why the dogim become osel, because dogim is rofik omayim. But when the drops of tzia that contain in them, that are commingled with the drops of dam, when these drops of tzia are absorbed by the ipes, so that will eliminate the droplets, the minute droplets of dam that is commingled with the drops of tzia, because the drops of tzia do not have a tendency to drip down. Mashinke, the drops of dam that are commingled with the drops of tzia will tend to dry down. So melee, we cannot apply the principle of tichanas melee. This is what Teisa says, but the Rashbam holds no, that even though dam nishrek shorik, but by meliche, so then a little bit can be nivla, and even though that little bit is not in itself sufficient to give it time of dam, but according to the Rishonim who accept to adhere to the principle of tichanas nevele, so then we don't need shishim negative yisaratzme. So then it's not enough to have shishim negative yisaratzme, but we need shishim negative tichanas aboso that absorb the time. So nevele, since the drops of tzir itself have a time of dam, so nevele, and these drops of dam, even though it's a minimum, because it couldn't give a time of dam in the ages, that it couldn't give a time of dam in the ages, but it could give a drop of the, a time of the tzir dogin in the ages. And since the together with the drops of tzir, so the drops of dam are also nivla, so we may apply the aloha of tichanas melech. Alright, but the Shekhno doesn't pass like the Rashba. But the Mechaba said, Avla adogin tzorich lipumehem kidei klipe. Adogin tzorich lipumehem kidei klipe. But it's not also mikulei. Why? Because Meliach HaRei Keseyach, so the extent of Bliya is only kidei klipe. But Bidor HaShomein, so then Meliach HaRei Keseyach can be Bliya Bikulei. And since we are not Pkiim, so maybe we consider everything like a dog or shamein, so that's why he says, V'yeshesrim kol adogim, v'yeshesrim samech negedaites, yom misharim v'yilichem v'samech. Why? Because we treat everything as a dog or shamein. We treat everything like a dog or shamein. V'yochenoi, v'idav kedeles v'yu kaskasi, v'yropik amayu kol temiyat, אבל אם יש דקסקסים, מוטורים, זה נפילת מיד, וליבו מן האיפס, דהי לדצחיל הליפלי, ליבו לה, מידה דהבה, השני יחתיכס, שנמלכו יחד. Now, you see, now, the Ramor here says, if it has קסקסים, so then it's מוטר. זה נפילת מיד וליבו מן האיפס. דהי לדצחיל הליפלי, ליבו לה. Why does he have to make it? To resort to this land? Let him say, in view of the fact, that the maximum bria of the bria harei can say is kiri klipe, so if it has kaskasim, so the kaskasim, that's the klipe. What does klipe mean? The smallest possible layer. But if you have kaskasim, he's not going to need the kaskasim anyway. So that's the appeal. The answer is because the Rambam just passed that we are not pkiim and we treat everything like the Roshomim. And by the Roshomim, so then it's Mabriya Yiri Gmure. So maybe you cannot mention the time because the Kaskasim there's a clipping. Because it's the Roshomim. But since it had the Kaskasim, so then it cannot even be believed. He said, why? Because the only reason is why, in case of dog, the dog do become osea because it's chofikal mind. So it's quick in the moment. In the moment. It is pay with everything. So that's only true when is it able to be pay with everything in the moment. If it has no kaskasim, if the kaskasim are removed, and the skin itself is relatively very thin, but the kaskasim are relatively hard. So as long as it has the kaskasim on it, then it's not chofikal mind anymore. Because that's the outer coating that encompasses the soft skin. So maybe since it's not of the kamari, so it's like bosor and bosor, so it doesn't become us. So the eye will be free to live, but it would rather be the other shtiftus in the yard. In other words, briefly. So when do we say that dogim and deites are distinguishable from tuchter as bosor, only the dogim don't have the kaskasim, but as long as they have the kaskasim, then it's not chofikal mayim, because the kaskasim is the outer coating that encompasses the soft skin. Bamed lanu l'mshem arashlim yachad l'mshem meliyah v'dok tofeil avu l'mdok meliyah v'dok tofeil v'nosu zeh itzol zeh u yizeh al gav zeh avdok v'tom l'mdok. Why? Because meliyah v'kasiyah has the capacity to be mavliyah but not to be matlik. In other words, it requires a greater degree of resichus to be matlik than the degree of resichus that is required in being matlik. So, chemoish, so the resichus is so high that not only it is capable of being matlik, it's capable of extracting it all up. Mashenkei, chem hamuliche, resichus hamuliche is only capable of being mavliya, but it's not capable of being mav. V'chein madog menoch, malei fes mitorim, at menoch yachad. The dam in vapeya milmato. Milmato limaylo, v'nigor v'chticha menachet v'tzir, v'masho mayo v'natzir shore. V'chein, in lo yin liyachadog, v'itzo eifes, elacha shesho eifes, v'yirko, shio milichet. Af adogi mutorim, why? Because the only reason is why, if it's molchon, together, so the dog becomes osea, because dog is rovikamai. So in the moment's time, they exude everything. They attain everything. The dam, their own natural dam content, their own natural tzir content, everything. Then, and the chicken still continues to prepare the dam. So maybe whatever dam comes out from the chicken, so the dogim are ready to absorb, because they are not totally sealed anymore. But suppose he puts the dogim on the chicken after the chicken has already stayed in a state of soul for more than a shiur meal, so then it's not filled any dam anymore. So why should the fish become osea? The only reason is why we come also, because it takes 80 minutes until the chicken completes its plate as a dam. And after a moment, so the fish are already finished in paying their tzia. So they are ready to absorb dam from the chicken. But if he puts the fish and the chicken, let's say, 24 minutes after the meliche of the apes, so then no more dam is coming out from the chicken, it already stayed in a state of soul for 24 minutes. So melee, the fish cannot become us. It's a double portion. The chenu liyach adog is loyif es lacha, el lacha shesho loyif es miyuch hashem liyach, and adog mitog lacha, it's a shnei meluche. V'im nim lecho dogim bichli, shemol chubay poso, hadogim utorim, they are dogim veilim adam shemichlim, they are michal kelim, because here we have to resort to play das Hadar, and then the Mamiche cannot do. The old Amrino Lima Doctor, the way it is Mamuche. Assuming, Hain Dabke, Shadak, Polat, Vodome, the Yehuda, Avon, Madain, the Polat Dome, the Lim Lachneilom, is Mutea, the Agent, the Yifle, Dam, the Day, Yifle, Gamkin, Adam, Shevelea, Mavis, Swara Satsman, that's a big finish. It's a very big chiddush. The Rambam says there are more mentions in the Kulin. When we say that if the dog is stopping and the Ephes is Meluchim, he's assuming what? Since the Ephes is Meluchim, so Dam is Nifla from the Ephes. And that is Nifla in the dog. Haine Dab Kesha Dog Polak Vodome, the Yehuda. Avon Matayim Nipola Dome, the Winim Lachmeilom is Mutea, the Agen, the Yifle. Dam di tei yifle gamkin adam shebele meite. It's not right. It's not right. So we say that the dogim shemolchon boso. So they are sorry. So there are more limited, and there are many wachilik in the Rambam. There are more limited to the case where the dog was already nuach neudach once. So it is devoid of its own blood counting, because it was already Nilach Yehudah. So mainly we couldn't apply the Svore, or either the Torah. So we couldn't apply the Svore that of Kibeli Karpelte, Kibeli Karpelte, because we can only apply the principle of Kibeli Karpelte agav gore of its own natural doubt. Now we saw in the Torah that they are several days. One day is that we don't say Kibeli Karpelte often. The other day is that we do say Kibeli Karpelte. But we only say Kibeli Karpelte agav gore of its own natural doubt. And then there is another shite that we do not say Kibeli Karpelte even agav gore of its own natural doubt. So the Rambam says, in regard to the case where the dog was stopping and the ifes were meluchim, so if the dog stopping was not lipolat, was not meluchim yet, so then we say agad the yifle dam the day yifle gam kin adam shebele neve. In other words, the Rambam, it's a big chiddush, but in the Rambam's kule applies only to a case where the dog is stopping and the ifes amluch, but it doesn't apply to the case where the dog and the ifes amluch. In that case, so the Rambam be made it that even though the dog was not nimla before, but right now it's nimla. And it takes only a short time for the dog to, as a result of the meliche, to be matlit. Oh, it's dumb. So mele, and that will be before the ifes finish being paled their dumb. So mele, once the dog is finished being paled its dumb and it's here, and it's in the matter of a moment or 2 moments, so it will finish being paled. So then, any dam that will come out from the Ephes will be absorbed by the dam. Will absorb by the dam. So the Rambam is made. But in the case where you didn't sold the fish, you just sold the Ephes. You sold the Ephes, this is the Ephes. And then this is salted. And then I put an unsalted fish next to it, or on top of it. An unsalted fish. So since the fish itself was not salted, it cannot. So just the few particles of salt that will rub off from the chicken onto the fish, that is not capable of drawing out the natural dam content of the fish. Some male the Rambam says, if this fish was not as yet salted, and now you didn't salt it either, but you just put it adjacent to a chicken that is salted, or on top of a chicken that is salted, so then there is an itse to that fish to be matter. Because true, as a result of the content, so melee, if you do, so a little bit of dam was nibla in that fish, but since the fish itself was not as yet salted, so then you take that piece of fish and you put it on the salting bowl and you salt it, so then the salt will have the effect and you salt it separately, not together with the chicken. True, it was placed on top of the chicken and it lay on top of the chicken or adjacent to the chicken for some time, but it was stuffing the fish. So now you take away that fish that did absorb some droplets of dam, and you salt it and you put it separately on the salting bowl, and you let it stay on the salting bowl for a certain time, and then you can eat it. Why? Because as a result of salting the fish, which had not been salted as yet, so all the natural dam content of the fish will come out. So along with the natural dam content of the fish will also come out the droplets of dam that the fish absorb from the chicken. So it's muta. Mashein came with this fish that you put on top of the salted chicken had already some time ago been salted the hudach. So the natural dam content of the fish had already been taken out. Now you put it on top of the chicken, so as a result of that contact, so this fish that has no natural dam content of its own, that has been taken out yesterday, the day before yesterday, it was taken out. But it did absorb some drops of dam from the chicken. So there is no itse, how can we suck in that fish? What will you do? You'll salt it again. So then you'll have to say, kibele kachpeote independently. So there are more passages like the Rishonim that we only say kibele kachpeote agav gore of its own natural dam content. But when it has no natural dam content of its own, why? Because that had been taken out a few days ago, at the first salting, so melech milicha cannot take out the dam that it was layered from the chicken independently of its own natural dam. This is what the Ramo says. But one should not forget that the Ramo emphasizes the whole avinon di madak tofei ugaritis miluchem asurim haimadak keshadak polat kvodomei. Behudach, Abu Matayim Ripola Dome Vulimim Machmeilom, is Mutter Dage the Yigley, Dam the Day, Dage the Yigley, Dam the Day, Yigley, Jamkin, Adam Shebelea Minaepes. Adam Shebelea Minaepes, so the Ramo emphasizes that it's Mutter only in the case where the Dag is stopping. So then, if the Dag was not Lima Hasir, so then there is an agent to be matter the Dag by stopping it. So then it will draw out its own natural dam content. Agavore, it will draw out, it will repair the dam it was going from the apis. But in the case where he salted the fish and the chicken, so then there are more remains that there is no answer. Because what can you say? You will salt it again. The salting again, you already salted it now. So in a few minutes, as a result of this salting that you salted now, so all the dam and the tzir came out. So the salting again will not blow out its own natural dam, because that was done the first moment. But in the case when that was stopped, then there is an eight. Al the nuicha shliya, al the nuicha to take out the dam that it was there from the chicken. Agav gore of the dam of its own that it will be paid through the melech. All right. Moichticha shenoch mitzir kine melech and muta ma'itayim kush yitboyer the kamen simetze v'ayim the kamen simetze v'kalev beiz the melech amir and avik yoseach. All right, we'll leave it here. And then Wednesday we should finish the whole seminar. But you have to go over all the tars. I mean, there is a very long tars and you have to spend time on it. So we'll go over inside. But if you don't go over it before, So then, I will not be able to explain the task. You have to know the whole task. So then you go over inside. The task, sit design. It's not a simple task. It's not a simple task. And the task is sit design. There's a lot of wonders. In task, sit design, and the task, sit new time. And also, there's a lot of wonders in the shots of like Sif Lamed Vov and Sif Lamed Zayin and Sif Lamed Ches and Lamed Ches and Mem and the Malach, all the shots. Okay.